In the day's other news, 31 members of a white supremacist group are free on bail in Idaho and charged with planning violent disruptions at an LGBTQ event. Members of the Patriot Front were arrested Saturday in Coeur d'Alene. Police said today they found equipment and documents detailing plans for violence in the city center.
That level of preparation is not something you see every day. It was very clear to us immediately that this was a riotous group that had prepared in advance to come downtown and disrupt either the Pride event or the Prayer in the Park event or just riot downtown in Sherman.
The charges against the Patriot Front members are misdemeanor counts. The men will make initial court appearances in the coming weeks. The U.S. Air Force has cleared the crew of a C-17 cargo plane after a tragedy during the evacuation of Afghanistan last August. Civilians clung to the wheels as the plane took off from Kabul and then fell to their deaths. The Air Force tells military.com that a review found the crew faced extreme conditions and was not to blame. An Iraqi man held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for 15 years pleaded guilty today to war crimes in Afghanistan and Pakistan. It was part of a deal that will see him transferred to a third country. 37 men are still held at Guantanamo. The Biden administration is trying to reduce that number. Senior officials in Iraq insist they will keep trying to form a government after more than 70 Shiite lawmakers resigned on Sunday. Muqtada al-Sadr's anti-Iran bloc finished first in October's election, but could not form a governing coalition. Today, the Iraqi parliament speaker disputed the idea that there has to be a new election. He spoke in Jordan.
This option, holding a new election, is a constitutional option, but it is not on the table so far. We seek to form a government that can bear the responsibility of political powers, its achievements, and can be evaluated by the people.
The resignations leave Iranian-backed groups with a majority in the Iraqi parliament. In eastern Ukraine, nonstop Russian shelling blasted a chemical plant in Severodonetsk, where civilians and fighters are holed up. The provincial governor said all bridges into the city have been destroyed. Meanwhile, Ukrainian police said they are investigating the killing of more than 12,000 people nationwide since the war began. China struggled today with new eruptions of COVID-19. Schools in part of Beijing went back to virtual learning amid a rash of infections linked to a nightclub. In Shanghai, mass testing and some restrictions returned less than 2 weeks after a two-month lockdown was lifted. The city reported more than 500 new cases. Back in this country, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against immigrants who are asking to be released from detention while they fight being deported. The decision said they have no right to bond hearings, despite claiming they face persecution back home. And record flooding forced Yellowstone National Park to close today. The Park Service reported extremely heavy rain washed out roads, touched off mudslides, and swept away a bridge. Officials closed park entrances and said they will start evacuating visitors who are already there. Still to come on the NewsHour, gun violence researchers investigate the root causes of mass shootings. Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. Broadway honors its best at the first Tony Awards following the pandemic, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.